Hello, my dears. Welcome back to Main Character Energy with Josephine Moon. Yes, this is me. My voice is gone per usual. It is 2-3 days after my birthday, and I'm recovering and trying to get my life together. If you hear crunching in the background, that's Ginger. She's eating her greens. So I was going to do an episode next week with everything that you've missed, giving you like a birthday recap. I also have like a million other stories of things that have happened that I wanted to tell you guys. But there's so much that happened this weekend and I'm still on one that I'm going to be the most petty human being on the planet. I'm just going to do an episode detailing the drama and the lovely times that I had this birthday weekend. But you know what? I haven't decided if I'm going to say these people's actual names or if I'm just going to like rhyme them or give them fake names. I don't know how petty I want to be. I don't know. I'm really on the fence. Like, I really just want to say their names because they're absolute garbage human beings and they should know that. But I think the next level of petty that I will be is when I finish recording the episode, I'll just send it to them. So that's that on that period. But let's get into it. My birthday weekend, other than the drama that I'm about to dive into, was quite lovely. My best friend of 18 years flew from Nashville to come up for my birthday. We just had a fabulous time. And then my other, like, second oldest best friend, maybe, came up as well, but he came on Saturday from upstate New York, took the train down, or the Mayflower, whatever transportation people take from upstate New York. It was just a fabulous time getting to spend time with them. We did some museums. We walked around. We had some happy hours. We had a fabulous time together. But let's start on Friday, my actual birthday. Actually, technically Thursday. So I was supposed to meet friends on Thursday to go out like 11. We were going to do some karaoke, per usual, and just have some drinks or whatever. But I was just like cleaning and getting myself like mentally, physically, and emotionally prepared for this weekend. So I was like, oh, I probably won't go out, but I'll let you guys know. So I end up going out, of course, because I'm an alcoholic and can't give up a chance to do some songs, even though I ended up not even singing, but whatever. So I leave my apartment at literally like 11:30. I get to them at like nearly midnight. We have drinks. We have a great time. There's like this bar that we went to after the quote-unquote karaoke, and they were pretty much closed. They weren't closing down, but like no one was in there. So like the small group of us, that was like 8 of us, were there, and they were playing like old early 2000 hits, and it was just us like beep bopping around, like screaming and yelling and drinking and taking shots and being degenerates. A fabulous time. But like I look out the window and I see this guy that I like went on a date with in like June, I think. And of course, like everyone who knows me knows, I'm like the queen of ghosting. I love to just disappear into thin air just when you think things are great. We had a good enough time, but like I just didn't enjoy the time as much as he probably enjoyed the time. I was like, I don't feel like giving you an explanation, and I don't care if that hurts people's feelings because they get ghosted all the time. Be more interesting and you won't get ghosted. That's how I feel on that matter. Anywho, so I look out the window. I'm singing like probably Paramore, I don't even know what, and we like lock eyes. He's outside the window and we're like, oh god, like, oh hey. So he comes in, we're chit-chatting, everyone's like, oh, it's our birthday. He's like, oh, blah 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 blah, let me buy you a drink, let me buy you a shot. I was like, fine, whatever, won't say no, of course. And then he like brings in one of his friends, and then we're just like sitting talking to each other like, sir, I disappeared out of thin air for a reason, like you didn't need to come in and say hi. I was like 100% about to turn around and pretend I didn't see you, but then you walked in and waved. So that was awkward, but you know what, that's truly the beginning of my birthday weekend, just awkward, unfortunate things happening, you know. So Friday, my friend Ashley, she comes down from Nashville, as I said earlier. She gets in at like 10 a.m. I literally got back home from the night before at like 5:30 a.m. Like, I saw the people that were restocking the grocery store as I was coming. Like, the sun was coming up and I was going home. Oh my god, I need to get my life together, whatever. Maybe next year. So she comes in. We go to the museum. We did a little bit of shopping. We took a little nap and then we got ready. So I had made like a reservation at this speakeasy that I had heard about and seen on the social medias, Bathtub Gin. So we were all, my whole group of friends and whatever. I'm not going to be petty. So my whole group of people, that was the plan for Friday night. We were going to go to Bathtub Gin, and then whoever was still alive and could like rally and party afterwards, we were just going to go to like a club or bar nearby and beep, bop, boop till we died or whatever. So we all meet there. I told everyone that the time was 8:15. You know what? My group is always late. Let it be known, I'm technically usually always very late, but this past like 6 months, I've been very good at being on time, which is so strange and never happens, but whatever. So I told everyone 8:15 they need to be there, but like people were trying to come to my apartment before to give me a gift or to whatever. So like a good portion of the people were already at my apartment, and I was like, oh, it's 8:15. We need to leave. It's 15 minutes from my apartment, but the reservation was actually for 8:30. So we get there. It's a fabulous time. It's so cute. Like you walk in and you think it's like a place where you get your dry cleaning. So like the front part looked like it was a dry cleaning place. I was like, where are we? Like, bro, what's going on? I go party for 12 or whatever for Josephine. I was like, oui, oui, c'est moi. So we go in and it's such a cute little spot. So adorable. Very speakeasy. Great drinks, whatever. So we all get there. And so it's very funny because like it was like mostly like 1, 2, 3, maybe like 4, possibly 5 different groups or friends coming together. Some had met each other, some had not. And so the group that had met each other were like the people that I usually see on the weekends. And they all happened, well, 60% of them happened to all be black. And we all sat on one side of the table just because like you usually group up with the people that you've spoken to. And then the other half of the people, there was like 3 different groups that happened to be white. And they 3 different groups knew each other, so they sat on the right side of the table, and I sat in the middle. And the moment we all sat down, I looked at it. I was like, you guys, this is not 1932. Like, why are we segregated? Like, I have 6 white people to my right, and I have, like, 7 black people to my left. What is happening? It was a good giggle gaggle, but it was fine. Whatever. So we all came together. It was a lovely time. You know how I told you guys in the last episode that there's always that one person who's like the wild card, like they can't be trusted, you don't really know what's going to go down, like they always bring the drama? That one person ended up being just fabulous the entire weekend, like no drama, nothing going on with them. However, that energy somehow beep bop booped onto another human being in our group, in our friend group, who just like, this person has a lot going on in their lives. Like, it's always a freaking mess with them. Like, there's always something going on, and it's really exhausting. Like, they either can't show up on time, they're very flaky, they cannot be relied on ever for anything. And, you know, after a while, like, a group just gets tired of that. They really have no energy for it. You can only do so much. And so that person ended up showing up a good 45 minutes late, even though I told everyone 8:15, this person showed up like a good 45 minutes later. Like, whatever. It is what it is. Irrelevant. I wasn't even paying attention. Yes, I was. I paid attention to everything. So we go out after Bathtub Gym. We all have our drinks. We have a great time. We get our little snacks or whatever. We leave. We go to Le Bain. We have some bops there, have some drinks, get some cute little photos. And then that was our night for Friday. You know, fabulous, fine, whatever. So we get to Saturday, and you know when you wake up the next day and like you just get text messages like, oh, this was the drama from this, this is what happened. Apparently a person at the group felt weird about being on one side of the table rather than the other side of the table, if you catch my drift. And it was very strange because like we've all hung out together before, but for some reason at this moment in time, said person felt weird about being on one side of the table rather than the other side of the table. And like, I just like don't have the energy for this. And said person was saying like, oh, I just feel left out. I feel alone. I feel like I'm out of the loop of things. And in my mind, I'm just like, the thing is, of course, you're going to feel out of the loop when you never show up or respond or flake out on any of the plans. Like, people are just not going to have any energy for you anymore. But you know what? That's above me. I have to have a conversation with that person later this week because I can no longer deal with that kind of behavior from someone. You know, like life happens, like you go through hard times and moments, but like you've got to learn to get your ish together. Like, you really do. It's a hard lesson in life for some reason, but it happens. You got to do it. We're adults. It's not like we're 19 years old. You know what I mean? So I was just like, I can only do so much. I've given so much energy to said person. Like, I make plans with said person all the time. And then when I show up to the location that we're supposed to meet at, 20 minutes later, this person will be like, oh, I can't make it. Like, I don't feel like coming. But the entire time I was texting said person that I was on the way, they were like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. See you soon. Like, this person does this all the time, and I'm sure this person does it to a lot of people, and that's why they don't have the energy for said person. So I found out this information the Saturday after, sorry, the day after, there we go, and I was just like, you know what, I'm good. If this person wants to show up Saturday night because they were invited to both nights, they can. If not, I'm kind of out on that. I don't have any more energy or time to give to the situation. So it is what it is. So we get to Saturday. Saturday night, we were supposed to be more of a two-person birthday event because there was another person in our quote-unquote group whose birthday was coming up. So we were supposed to do something together and just have a night, all of us together, you know? And that was planned upon and agreed upon by said person and said person's acquaintance friend. And so we get to Saturday, I'm like, I texted everyone in multiple group chats, like, reservations at 9 at this place, see you there. I know a few people have already confirmed that they're going to be late because they're working. That's the only excuse that I will allow because I told everyone about this information a good amount of time in advance. So you should have no other plans, firstly. You know what I mean? So we get to the event. We get to the restaurant. One person is there, and there were supposed to be like 13 of us. One is there. One other person is on their way. She's like 2 minutes away. And as me and Grant are walking into the restaurant, the person whose birthday event I was supposed to be sharing it with and that person's friend FaceTime me, and they're like, oh, we're getting ready. We're on our way. Like, it's 9 p.m. They're in the Upper East Side. One person's just getting out of the shower and the other person's laying on the bed and they've been home all day doing nothing. I'm like, okay, cool. And I just hang up. I don't have the energy for it. And I'm already over these two people and their behavior. It's so 15-year-old childish, disgusting. Like, get your ish together, you know? Don't have the energy for it. So you get there. The people start to trickle in. It is what it is. Like, I'm just trying to have my lychee martinis and, you know, pretend that people aren't irritating the absolute life out of me. Okay. So we're getting there. We're all rehashing the drama from Friday night. We're chit-chatting about it, conversating, whatever. And so the two people that I was just describing to you show up like an hour later. And they're like, oh, happy birthday, beep-bop-beep-bop-boop. I'm like, thanks, okay, cool. You can sit on the other side of the table. I'm not really going to address you or look at you. Like, I don't have the energy for it. And so I end up going to the bathroom, very random, kind of off topic, but whatever. I end up going to the bathroom, and, like, this girl downstairs is like, oh, my gosh, you look so good, beep-bop-beep-bop-boop. I'm like, oh, thanks, you know, whatever, just pulled it out, you know, casual. And she's like, oh, I'm like on a date with this guy, but I can't tell if he's gay or not. Like, beep up. She's telling me the whole story behind him. Like, he was raised by a single mother. Like, he has a bunch of sisters. I was like, oh, he could just have like, he could just be very feminine because that's the way he was raised. But you never know. You never know. But she was like, he's just very sassy. I was like, well, that could be a red flag, you know? But so she was like, whenever we were going up, she was like, whenever we sit down, tell, like, look at him and like, give me a sign if you think he's gay or not. And so I, like, come back from the bathroom, and I look to see who it is, and I, like, sit down, and I, like, audibly gasp, because me and, like, two other friends were at this restaurant, like, 3 or 4 days prior, and this restaurant has very close seating, so you're, like, inside of the other person's mouth whenever they're speaking to each other, and when we were there 3 or 4 days ago, we sat next to this guy, and we were, like, texting each other at the table, like, this guy is so annoying, like, he does not know how to have a conversation with someone, blah, 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 he's, like, the worst, and this girl that he was on a date with, like, a few days prior looked so unhappy, like, it was so awkward to listen to this date that they were having. So as I walk by, I'm like, oh, my God, it's the same guy, he's wearing the exact same outfit he was wearing 3 or 4 days ago. It was just so awkward and so funny. So she looks over to me, and I'm, like, tapping on my head, I'm doing, like, the X around my neck, like, get out, like, leave immediately. Like, this guy is absolutely a dud. And so, like, they are about to finish their date, and she puts on her jacket, and he goes outside to, like, get a taxi or something. And so she runs back into me. He's like, what do you think? I was like, oh, he was here 3 days ago with another girl. It was so awkward. Like, you should run. Like, unless you, like, absolutely really like him, you should just go home. And she was like, I don't like him, but he's got a hot body. I was like, does he? He's like, he looks like an alien, firstly. I didn't say that. I was like, well, do what you want to do, but I've given you the proper information for your life. You know, like, this is so strange, so right. It was just whatever. Okay, so at that point, we're towards the end of our dinner. Like, everyone's starting to show up that said they were going to be late. And we're, like, trying to finish our drink so we can leave to go to the club across the street. And the two people who I'm just, like, truly disgusted with, we're just going to call them Upper East Siders. The Upper East Siders that I'm truly disgusted with. I'm like, oh, let's go. Are we going to this bar? If we're going to go, let's go now. I'm like, how are you going to show up 45 minutes and start rushing everybody? Like two and two are not adding up. Like, it's absolutely not adding up. So we end up leaving the restaurant and going to said club/bar, whatever. We get in there. We're getting our drinks. We're bebop booping around. We're dancing. We're creating our space for our groups. We're having a lovely time. And these two Upper East Siding, I was about to go into some very vulgar language that I'm trying to contain myself. These two Upper East Siders just, like, start to grab their stuff and just leave. They try to give me a hug, and then I just, like, backed away from them and just, like, moved over and continued to dance, and have not spoken to them since and don't plan on it. And so we continue the rest of our night, and everyone, as these two people were leaving, come up to me and they're like, did they just leave? Like, wasn't this supposed to be a thing for both of you guys, and did he just leave? I was like, yep. They're like, that's kind of, yep, yes it is. Let's keep dancing and have a fabulous night. We will discuss this in our new group chat later. Don't you worry. So, we continue our night. It's fabulous. The person from the previous night who, like, never has their life together and, like, always shows up 2 hours late was like, oh, I'm going to be late, you guys, but I'll be there. Doesn't show up. Whatever. Over it. That one's on. I don't know if I'd say thin ice, because the ice has been very thin for, like, a month or two now, but the ice is fully cracked, and it's just, like, it's a lake now. It's a lake now, you know? So, we get to Sunday, and me and my friend Grant, who came down from upstate New York on the Mayflower, we're, like, discussing the night, and he's, like, recapping me, and he's like, oh, yeah, those two, the Upper East Siders, were, like, trying to get me to come with them to wherever they were going afterwards. I was like, they just met you, like, 10 minutes ago. You came down for my birthday. We've known each other for 13 years. And these two Upper East Siders met you for 5 seconds and are asking you to leave my birthday celebration that you drove down for to go with them to a random bar that they didn't invite everyone else to. Interesting. Interesting information. So we're just beep-bopping and, you know, like, talking for the rest of the day. I'm just like, what is wrong with these people? These two people, the Upper East Siders, they do this all the time with our friend group. Like, we did this for Halloween. Like, we were going to go out and have a night. And then another person who they're, like, weirdly obsessed with, but pretend they're not, showed up. And then they just disappeared. And then somehow got mad at us for not saying goodbye, which doesn't really make sense or add up. But it is what it is. But they do this all the time. Like, anytime I hang out with them, it's like, I'll go meet them later on in the night because I just know it's going to be a really irritating night. And it always is. And we either go somewhere that I already said I didn't want to go to, or we go to one place and then they're just like, oh, we're going to go here, whether you want to come or not, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, then I could have just stayed home, like, or I could have just stayed at the other plans that I had earlier. This is a waste of my time. So they do this all the time. And I've, like, over the past, like, month, just kind of been like, no, I'm good. Or just, like, don't respond or just don't show up because I don't care anymore. I'm too old. Even though I've rebranded to, like, a pubescent 15-year-old girl, I'm legally too old to be dealing with this childish behavior. Like, I'm good. So I'm just like, I'm good. And so I just got a text from them, like, 20 minutes before I started recording this episode. Like, oh, we're going to go meet at this location tonight if you want to come by for a little birthday something for said Upper East Sider. No, I'm good. I've already unfollowed you guys on Instagram. I've already, like, removed your names from my phone. I'm good. You will not be seeing me ever again. And I will not be entertaining any other conversations from you guys. Even if you happen to, like, gain some common sense and some decency and apologize for your morose, moronic behavior, I still would not give you the time of day. Because you know what? as I'm getting younger slash older, I just don't see the point in being a good friend to people who are not going to be the same to you. And you know, when you're younger, you kind of just like, you kind of go along with it. You're like, oh, well, they're doing this. They're in their own life or phase. But then you realize it's not really that, when you get older, you realize it's not really that hard to be a good friend to someone. It's really just about communication and owning it, you know? If you don't want to go somewhere or make plans with someone, be like, hey, I don't feel like doing this, but can we plan to do something another time? Simple and easy. Not, yeah, let's do it, and then show up for 5 minutes and leave when the thing was supposed to be about two of the three people in this group. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, guys? No, just me? Okay. So that's how I'm feeling with said person who could never get their life together and the two Upper East Siders. These three beasts, I just don't have the energy for. And I am, as you guys know, because I'm creating this episode and I'm going to send them the link to it. You guys know I'm a very petty human being. Like, it's just in my makeup. It's in my DNA. And I'm truly proud for being a petty human being because you know what? It keeps people on their toes. It really does. And that's that on that period. So I just wanted to say, if you are putting energy into a human being, whether it's a friendship, it's a relationship, whatever it is, and they are not giving the at least bare minimum of respect and consideration and communication to you, delete their number, block them on social media, and put a curse on them. That's how I feel. That's truly how I feel, and no one can change my mind on it. Other than that drama, the weekend was absolutely fabulous. I got to spend time with two of my oldest best friends. I got to dance and drink and have lovely calamari with other new friends that I've made that I absolutely love. Like, it's just been a fabulous weekend of, I don't want to be cheesy because, like, you know, that's not my vibe or my brand, but just like being around people who appreciate you and like can do and be what they're supposed to be. Read in between those lines, you guys. Just read in between those lines. But other than that, that's all I really have to say. Anyone who did show up this weekend and properly showed up, I absolutely adore and love. Most of you guys I love. Most of you guys you're getting to love, you know? But I adore you guys, and it was very much appreciated. The consideration and the kindness and the gifts that were given were so sweet. And everyone else who didn't show up or give me the proper consideration on my birthday, you all can rot in hell, one. Number two, you all can delete my number. And number three, you all can burn in hell. Anywho, goodbye, my dears.